This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
Mocarum Injury Lawyers, y'all, hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. We greatly appreciate everybody out there for listening, however you're doing it on that AM, FM dial. If you're looking and watching on YouTube and Twitch, my hat's pretty clean. I actually need to clean this one, but it is a clean lid. We appreciate you watching. We appreciate you listening, making us part of your day. I do want to encourage everybody out there, no matter how you're listening, I want to encourage everybody out there to download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yesterday would have been a killer day. We played right here on the drive. The offensive coordinator, I believe it was yesterday, we played him in full. Earlier Tuesday morning, I think is when Casario was on, the general manager of the Texans, Nick Casario, was on with Payne and Pendergast. You could have used that rewind feature, man, and caught a couple of big time audio bits there. There's also all the podcasts and everything right there at your fingertips on the Audacy app. So download that, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere that you go. I got me a little 45-minute jog in the jog walk in the other day, Ron, and I listened to In the Loop the whole time. And I came in here locked and loaded with In the Loop and the Crosshairs, man. I had a bone to pick with them boys on about 10 different topics after listening to them. But I was able to do it with the old Audacy app. So Audacy app came in clutch. Now, the Astros, they lost again today. All right. They got beat 7-2 today, which means they got swept by the Tigers after dropping 2 of 3 to the Orioles. So they've now lost 5 of their last 6, 4 of which they have been shut out in. I think they've scored a total of 7 runs in that stretch of 6 games. And so the bats have been bad. The bullpen has been bad. The starting rotation has not been good. Framber Valdez was not good today. Got ran up off the mound in the first inning, but he didn't. What did he go, 5 today, Ron?
Yeah, he ended up getting 5.
Ended up getting 5, but I think when I was listening, there was a 6-run first inning. There was, I think, 3 walks. There was 2 wild pitches. There was a double with an RBI. There was a single with an RBI. It was a rough start for Framber Valdez today, and it didn't get any better. They didn't swing the bat well. Dubon, I believe, had a home run. It was the only way that they got runs. So today was not any better for the Astros. The Detroit Tigers sweep them, and now the Astros move on to Baltimore. 4-game set with Baltimore, and they come home for a 3-game set against the Colorado Rockies. So you got 7 games here where if you ever needed an opponent to right the ship, you got 7 of them. The next 7 days, you've got teams that you have no business losing to, and you should be able to make up some ground, because the Seattle Mariners, not make up ground, you should be able to extend your lead in the division. It's a game and a half right now because the Mariners just continue to lose. And they're doing their part, Ron. The Mariners are doing their part, getting their ass kicked. And we're sitting here, we're piddling around and matching them. And,
well, what do you think they got to be thinking right now?
How lucky they are.
Or how pissed they are.
Well, they should be pissed. But I mean, they've run into a little bit of a better schedule than what we're running into. They're not out there with the Orioles and the damn Rockies. So we should be able to get this thing right and maybe extend the lead in the division because it looks like the Mariners are struggling. But we've talked. Joe Espada's been great this year. Hell, Ron, you've got me even giving Joe Espada. I ain't calling him Captain Espada like you do. But I got to give Joe Espada. I give credit where credit is due. He's up for Manager of the Year. He is not living up to that right now. But he is up for Manager of the Year, and rightfully so. But late in yesterday's game, boys, can we talk about this?
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Can we talk about this?
Talk about whatever you want, man.
Yesterday was the kind of game. Forget about the shutouts. Forget about the losing five of the last six. Forget about, you know, the way that things have been of late. It's not been pretty with the Astros. Yesterday's game, Ron, I feel like was very indicative of a playoff game. Right? You got Skubal versus Hunter Brown. I mean, both of those guys go out there. They're absolutely dealing. And I think both of them went six innings. Did Skubal go an extra inning? Skubal may have went seven. Anyway, point being, we get in. It's a 0-0 ball game. We get into them late innings. You finally get Skubal out of the game. And Joe Espada decides to empty his bench of simply because they're left-handed bats.
Left-handed, baby.
Simply because they are left-handed bats. Dubon, who hit a two-run homer. It was a two-run homer today? Is that right?
He got the scoring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dubon hit a two-run homer today. He wasn't good enough to bat against a right-hander late in yesterday's game. So they pinch hit for him. Right? Chaz McCormick, we tried, man. We tried. I know you're hitting 50 points better than some of these guys are, but your ass wasn't good enough to hit against them either. Taylor Trammell was the guy that got that nod.
Going for the matchups, Clint.
And then who was the other one? Who was there? There was somebody else in there in that mix. Cam Smith. Cam Smith's had a hell of a year, man. Hell of a year. You sparked some rallies, several of them this year. You ain't good enough. We got to get Jacob Melton's ass in there, who's hitting .176 because he's left-handed against these guys. Let's get all these left. Let's just empty the chamber here with these left-handed hitters. And of course, it amounted to absolutely nothing. And then in the 10th inning, let's stay at the plate. In the 10th inning, Urias was the only guy that even gave us a hope of scoring. He's the one to hit the double down the line when Diaz got thrown out at home plate early in the ball game. Well, no, he ain't good enough. Let's get that switch hitter in there. Caratini in there in the 10th inning. Let's get that bat in there and see if that helps us out a little bit. I thought those were all, for the most part, terrible ass decisions. Jesus Sanchez, you can argue, hey man, there's a little different element right there. That's a guy that's recently done some good things. That's
a lefty you are all right with.
Well, that makes a little bit of sense right there. And really for any of those guys that I mentioned, but to look at it I would rather have Sanchez, Melton, Trammell instead of Dubon, Cam Smith, and Chaz McCormick. I just don't know how you can get there based on lefty-righty. I mean, at some point, what these guys have done and how they're swinging the bat has got to come, and the lack of experience and resume has to come into play here. Good God. And I'll be honest with you, Tyler, it's not even the fact that I had a $100 bet on Chaz McCormick. Yeah, I'd like that $100, but I was like, God, what are we doing here? Are you kidding me?
So it's safe to say that you don't believe yesterday's game just was you're an offense that's been struggling and you went up against the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, no, I think that absolutely is the case. But, I mean, those are the kind of games when I believe that your manager's got to pull the right strings. And if we're going to pull Dubon again – I'll even say Chaz McCormick. I'll even say all of those guys I mentioned. If you in that moment, if you think the better option is a left-handed bat that has done diddly squat in big league baseball, one of which looks completely lost at the plate right now.
Who is that person?
Melton. Jacob Melton is very close to Jacob Myers for his first 3 years in the league. Yes, he is. It absolutely is at the plate. I mean, lost. And I mean, like, that to me, that's when your manager, those are the kind of games when your manager's got to give you the best chance. And I thought that was pissy poor right there. Right? And then you get up in the 10th inning. You get up in the 10th inning, Ron, and it's blatantly obvious there is no thought of moving a runner. You got Altuve with wheels at second base, who hit into a double play to end the ninth. So in the top of the 10th, you got Altuve at second base. You got wheels, man. You got Christian Walker out there swinging out of his shoes, grounding out to the third baseman. Hit it hard, but hit it right at the third baseman. Yiner Diaz comes up. He ain't trying to push nothing. He ain't trying to get nothing in the air. He pulling it right to the shortstop. What happens? I think Caratini strikes out with Altuve standing on second base. Again, by the way, that's when Caratini will pinch hit for Urias, who is the only guy that had a damn hit against the best pitcher in baseball that made a damn. I thought that was – now, there's nothing that he can do about the pitching. Maybe he could have left Abreu in a game like that. Maybe he could have left Abreu in and get him another inning instead of the Ord stuff.
They went 10 innings and then give him a run. I mean, nine
what's
innings.
That?
I mean, the pitching. Yeah, I mean,
you way he did it, though, the way the Ort goes out there and walks the winning run across the plate, that's not on the spot.
It wasn't even a competitive pitch.
It wasn't even anything like it. No, I mean, and to be honest with you, getting to Gleyber Torres is, he deserved to lose a damn game. The guy before him, he walked him. They should have never.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What happened? So... I don't know, man. I just thought I watched that game, Ron, and I look at it, I'm like, okay, now this is a playoff caliber game, and I'm jazzed up, man. 0-0. Let's get it, man. Let's go win this, boys. This is how you snap the streak of getting shut out. This is how you snap the streak of not looking like the damn Astros that we come to expect. And then it just turns into exactly who we've been watching. And I think Joe Espada deserves a little credit here on the negative side of, man, he's been great all year long, but I thought that was pissy poor across the board in the ninth and the 10th inning. That was not putting the Astros' best foot forward,
that,
in my opinion.
That is going to be the question and concern is, I think in a lot of ways, Joe has done an amazing job.
Absolutely.
And where they are, as you said. And I think even still at this point, I think he is still, with all the injuries and everything, they is still the leader in the clubhouse for American League Manager of the Year. But in tight games where there's a lot of things evenly matched, like, you know, Hunter Brown against their ace, now the manager has to pull some strings late in games from bullpen and pinch hitting perspective, and you do wonder how good is he in those moments, right? Like him versus AJ Hinch late in a game, you feel like, even though he's done a great job here the last 2 years, AJ Hinch, from a schematics perspective, is going to be much better than he is.
Yeah, well, you would think. I don't know. I don't expect, to be honest with you, I don't expect a huge advantage out of Joe Espada. I just, for me as a casual fan watching, it's very rare that I watch a game and I'm like, boy, that was just a, that seemed like that was some, like, back-to-back-to-back terrible decisions. And at some point, look, I understand that the analytics of it, and I understand that the left-handed versus right-hander, and I understand that lefty-righty, all that stuff. But damn, if it's just going to be like a damn robot's calling the shots, and it's just about, I mean, we're so committed to this left-handed bat versus the right-handers. I mean, it is a frustrating watch. And last night, absolutely got me. So, Espada, you've been great all year, but man, yesterday was pissy poor. There's no doubt about it. By the way, I know we've talked about it once already, but I said this jokingly earlier in the week, maybe it was even last week, Tyler. Chaz has got to request a release or trade. Chaz has got to regret. I mean, Ron, I thought yesterday when Chaz McCormick was in that starting lineup, I literally let my heart smile for a minute. Because when I'm telling you, Ron, when I saw him on that mound for the second night in a row, my heart broke for the kid, man. And yesterday I thought, hell yeah, man, he's going to get in there. I mean, I was so excited. Like I said, we played that funky music, White Boy. Tyler, me and Tyler had a little $100 bet. All he had to do was get a hit. They gave my man 3 at-bats against the best pitcher in baseball. And then the minute that pitcher came out of the game, they pinch hit for his ass.
Yeah, they wanted the righty lefty-righty matchup.
They had to get that buck 76 hitter up there, man, that left-handed bat. Yeah, I mean, I thought yesterday was going to be one of those, all right, at least you're getting a chance. Hey, this is your chance. You can't complain. And when I watched that one, I said, yeah, you can. Yeah, you damn sure can. You can go sit in your locker right now, and I know you ain't going to say nothing, Chaz, but in your mind, you can justify saying, boy, that was some bull jive. That was some damn bull jive right there.
It does. It does feel like we have reached change of scenery time.
Ron, I've said this several times in the last week, so excuse me for beating a dead horse, but those of y'all that listen, you know I can do that with the best of them. I want to know, and I promise whoever's out there listening, I will not bring it to air. I want to know what Chaz McCormick has done to somebody in that building. Because, again, I can get
you want
that.
Somebody from the Astros to tell you? You won't come there?
Yeah. I can get to a point where I understand the Jake Meyer stuff now, right? The in-house guy, the guy that they brought up, their prospect, they're going because they believe they overly commit to everybody. They overly commit to everybody in the organization except for one guy year over year. Chaz McCormick. There's got to be something, man, that's like in his personality, there's a lack of competitiveness. There's a crybaby. There's got to be something with Chaz McCormick.
And now it makes you wonder how much of it was Dusty when that was the thought before.
Oh, yeah.
Was Dusty?
Ron, I believe there's something that's probably very real. That's throughout the organization. I mean, it's been two. Hell, it's been three. Was he with Hinch? Was he there with Hinch?
I don't know.
I mean, there's been a damn sure two managers. There's been two general managers.
I don't think
he was. So it's not like it was just a general manager didn't like him. Hell, he's had multiple. You know what I mean? Like, this is not one of those deals. He has been overlooked by Hummel. For Hummel, for Melton, for Trammell. I mean, it's a laundry list.
They have treated like they look at him like, all right, we know what he is.
No question. No question. He's like a bullpen catcher.
Him and Dubon. At least Dubon is playing. Him and Dubon, man. I don't know what. The hell,
I'm with you on Dubon.
I don't know what the hell those guys got to do to be the center field.
Oh, I mean, just play on the regular, man. Gosh dang.
I thought he was going to pitch today. How many times has he pitched here recently? Has he been
three in the last 8 games? Counting today's game, 3 in 8 games, 3 times. He wrapped up the Red Sox series, and then he went twice in this Detroit series.
Do you think Chaz is also the emergency catcher? Like, you know, every team has one guy that is the emergency catcher.
He can't be, man.
I don't know, man. They would give it a shot.
See the emergency shortstop? What if Chaz McCormick? They want to rest Pena next time they get blown out and Chaz McCormick goes to short.
Oh, my God. All right.
He can hoop his ass off and eat banana pudding.
Speaking of the Astros, by the way, Tyler did send that banana pudding. We don't know if it was received.
Well, we know it was received by somebody.
Somebody ate the hell out of it.
Hope it was in Chaz's locker after that game because he damn sure needed it.
There's a big old dude that drives in from Pontiac, Michigan.
It was a girl. It was actually a girl.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.